So, hi everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in this world watching us. And for all of us who are going to watch this later, too, a very, very, very warm welcome to this mega powerful video. And with me is my co-host and a magical person from Team Unicorn, Anjali Sampath. Hi, Anjali.
Hi, hi everyone.
And we are both going to co-facilitate today's healing and look forward for magic. So if you're watching this as a recorded audio too, please, a recorded video too, please know that this is a timeless video. Anytime in your life, if you're watching this and if you need some support for your job, this Reiki will reach you. How does that get even better, right? And how does it get even more magical than this? And the simple reason being, Reiki energy transcends time and space. So no matter whether you're sitting in India or you're sitting in London, you're sitting in Singapore, you're sitting in China, no matter where you are in this world, and no matter whether it is 2024 or 2026 or 2028, whenever you're watching this, this will reach you. The very simple reason why we are doing this is because of late, I'm meeting a lot of people who seem to be very much frustrated in their job and they are looking for a new job without any luck. They say that things are just not working and then they go into the whole wrongness, right? That market acha nahi hai, mandi chal rahi hai, things are going. But you know, I always say that, and we always have experienced this. I'm sure Anjali will agree with me. I know people who have, even in the most horrible markets, they've got jobs and they've flourished, right? In my life, I've attracted so many amazing jobs, and I'm so grateful for all. Whenever I was working in the corporate, I attracted all of my dream jobs, I must say. And even now, as a spiritual entrepreneur, I think I love what I'm doing. And I know clients who have, even in COVID times, I know a couple of clients in COVID times who lost their jobs, and they said that they were absolutely feeling hopeless, but with the help of the tools, you know, whether it is Reiki, whether it is any other tools which we use, people have attracted the jobs and they are flourishing in that, they are thriving in that. And today, since this is a Reiki session, we are going to talk more about Reiki, but that doesn't mean other tools don't work. And of course, even if we mention other tools, you can always reach out for support, because eventually everything is energy and it works for you. Also know that this is, although this is a transmission session, this is not meant to replace any medical medicines which you are taking. So please, you know, of course, this is not a body healing or a physical healing session, but we always say this in any of our healing sessions, that Reiki is meant to be a complementary therapy and a preventive medicine therapy to prevent any kind of medical illnesses, but it's not a replacement to any tradition, I won't call it traditional, modern allopathic medicine. So please keep continuing that only your doctors can prescribe the medicines. Also, you can listen to this session as many times as you want, and there will be no negative consequences of it. The only consequence of this session could be you will sleep better, you will get better jobs, you'll attract more better opportunities and have more magic show up in your life. So over to Anjali. Yes, Anjali. Anything you would like to share?
Hi Ashwini, hi everyone. So, you know, like my experience, I would just share in few words here that over a period of now 10 to 12 years of corporate, I have given many interviews in different corporates. And you know, when we go for an interview, whosoever individual goes, there is some kind of expectations or some kind of, you know, pre-thought
Yeah.
that this company is good, this profile is good, the package is good, or whatever. And what if we get it? Our life will be more better, we will be settled and all. But you
Absolutely.
know, apart from these thoughts, there are many thoughts which, you know, gives us anxiety also. What if we
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
get? Are how will we
Correct.
travel and all
Correct.
that? And our mind is so much occupied into this, I wouldn't say negative, but so many permutation, combination
Permutation,
and all.
permutation. Yep.
Yeah, so you know, that takes us our focus away from what the matter is at hand, like whether we'll enjoy working or not, whether profile is good or not. So I have, with this energy healing, I have learned to be more focused, to be very honest. Like I started my journey in energy healing, Reiki and all. I learned it from you in 16 and 17. 16, then I did my master's in 2020 and 21 and all, third level master's and all. So, you know, just to share my one experiences, I have given numerous interviews with all those thoughts and all. But after learning Reiki, when I went for interview in 2019, to be very honest, when I was sitting across with the interviewer, I liked the profile. He didn't, you know, interrogate me or anything, and I was confident and happy, to be very honest. And I would, it was like that opportunity also came to me, maybe whatever the reason. I was just updating my CV with the intention that I'm open to opportunities of
correct.
And opportunity came when I'm sitting across the table with the interviewer, sitting in the interview. I'm very much calm, relaxed. And I remember only one thing out of that interview. That person is saying, I know your background now, and I don't know what to ask you now. To be very honest, we'll get back to you. Yeah. So that put me at so much of ease.
Yeah.
That, you know, that anxiety and all of getting the job or not was not my thought. I was excited.
Yeah.
Aray, this is the company is good. What profile would be? And that, to be very honest, that department, that function in which I gave the interview, for which profile I was giving the interview, that was not that profile. Right. It was developing. But I didn't had any, you know, that limiting thoughts about it.
Absolutely.
And I, of course, got selected for that vacancy. I had an amazing tenure there.
Right.
And, you know, the journey has been smooth.
Yes.
So, you know, today my intention also of contributing to this healing, this session, is that whosoever comes, they find this ease, you know, throughout the process, and their journey becomes very much calm, peaceful, and maybe exciting also.
Exciting and fun. You know what I always say, what if everything is fun for us? What if even the most considered, you know, like now we talk about presumptive realities in access consciousness.
Yes.
So what if we always have a presumption about something being very boring?
Correct.
Like, so what if you could instead play with it and have more joy? And, you know, Anjali, for me, too, this whole absolute journey of Reiki, I always talk about this, that I always wanted, when I was in corporate in 2000, I learned Reiki in 2013. And there was a time where I was really looking for growth in my profile. This was way back when I was doing a full-time corporate job, and I had learned Reiki at that time, and I was looking for an overseas assignment, and everyone in my team, absolutely everyone in my office, had had an opportunity to travel abroad and work, and I had, for some reason, I was the only one who hadn't got, in spite of being supposedly a star performer or whatever it was. And I wondered, why was that not happening? And, you know, then I just started getting back to work, and I started healing. I started actually using Reiki on my goals. I used to actually prepare my long pages of my goals. So what I'm looking for in my corporate career, that, okay, I'm looking for an overseas assignment. I'm looking to interact with more people, to have more, you know, more exposure, to have more, more projects on my hand where I can give my best. And, you know, typically what any person in job would like, I had all those things. And then I actually sat and I used to sit, and every night I used to sit and give Reiki to those goals. Okay.
Wow.
And I was not like, and I gave it in a very lighthearted way, just like you said, Anjali. I gave it in a way that, okay, you know, chill, let's see what shows up. Like, things started happening in such a manner that, in spite of not having any reason, any opportunity to travel, things just showed up. And one fine day, I got an opportunity to travel. I really interacted with people, and, you know, it was, It was a great opportunity. I had so much good experience, and I could put on my resume. Of course, after getting this opportunity, I moved full time to light work, and that was also a choice. But of course, whatever I had to experience in my corporate job, whatever best I could, I did experience with that. And after I felt that okay, I'm done with that. What's next? And then. Of course, I chose to start Unicorn Inside. That's a different story. But today's video is for so many people right now who are either A, so you could be someone who is looking at a new job, who would like to attract a new job, but for some reason they are not able to. They are feeling stuck, because I'm going to do a little bit of belief work before we actually move towards energy. Secondly, if you are unemployed, or if you've been made redundant, or if you lost your job, now, no matter what, you know, it is now, I know there are people, I have friends who are of my age, you know, close to 15 or 16 years of work experience in the corporate, who lose their jobs. And I know the first thing they say is, at this level, itne high level pe abhi job kaha milega, because, you know, you're probably someone who's like director, or you know, abhi job nahi milega, market bahut kharab hai. So they almost come to conclusion. Sure. You're going to do belief work on that. So if you lost a job, and if you are feeling so lost that, okay, I don't know what to do now because I don't have a job, that could be the second category. The third category is probably you are actively looking out for jobs. You're giving interviews. You are getting, whether you are unemployed or whether you are still in your old job, but you're actively giving interviews, meeting people, or meeting headhunters, or whatever it is, or looking at opportunities, and you already given a few interviews. So, you know, there are different stages. The first stage is where you're looking for a job. The second stage is probably you have resigned or you've given up your job. The third thing is whether you have given your interviews. And the fourth one, you are giving interviews. And the fourth stage is you have already given interviews. You're awaiting replies from potential employers. Yeah. So for all of you people, this video is going to be there. Now, what are we going to do? So as you know, for all the ones who joined late on live call, thank you so much for joining. Anjali and me both, we are part of Team Unicorn Insights, the healing team. So we actually channel Reiki healing for our clients. Now, the clients which we have are either people are having anything going on with the body, maybe aches or pains, post-operative support, or whatever. We give Reiki via distance for any of these issues. Also, for any, you know, anything like just like a job interview, this is a paid service which you can avail if you're really looking for any kind of shift in your career. So today's session is just to give you a taster of that. You know, I always say that, like those ice cream shops, they just give you a scoop, a spoonful of ice cream. Okay, which one do you like? And you say, okay, I think this is good. Okay, I think I like this. Okay, I like that. So probably this is just like a taster for all of you, is what actually happens. Also, if you are someone who is in this stage of job hunt or anything, this session will give you, it will open up your energies to explore new possibilities. Because normally what we do when we are looking for jobs, the only thing we think we can do is look at opportunities, send your resumes to friend and or appoint a headhunter, or actually go for a paid service or something of that sort. But in addition to that, so please keep doing that. ऐसे मत करो कि चलो अभी रेकी ले ली अभी मैं कुछ अप्लाई नहीं करूंगा. नो, दैट्स एक्चुअली गोइंग टू बी द अदर वे अराउंड. सो प्लीज अप्लाई, प्लीज टेक एक्शंस.
दिस वी हैव टू टेक एक्शंस आल्सो,
बिकॉज़ दैट्स व्हाट वी डू. वी व्हेन वी गिव एनर्जी फॉर आवर वर्क, लाइक फॉर आवर वर्क टू एक्सपैंड, व्हेन वी गिव आउट द एनर्जी, वी आल्सो टेक एक्शन. एंड व्हेन अ क्लाइंट कॉल्स, वी से दैट ओके या प्लीज we are fixing an appointment and please come and see. We don't say, tell them, haan abhi de diya, abhi sab khatam ho gaya. No, we are not yet there, because we are living in a three-dimensional reality. We have a physical body. We are a person who has day-to-day responsibilities, and hence I think taking action is important. So after you've taken the action, or before you take the action, you could listen to this audio, the part where we actually channel healing. And also, we are going to do some belief system work right now for all of you. So you could watch this video as many times as you want. You can watch it every day if you want, or till the time you get a job. And let's go with the magic. Before we go there, Anjali, one more thing which I would like to share is another service which we you know, which I want to share with also people who are watching this, and of course the people who will watch this on a video later, is that we had a case in between. I had a client who was based overseas, and she was looking for a call. She was looking for a job, sorry, and she had finished her studies, and she was looking for a job. And there she was, where she said that if I don't get the job in the next 2-3 months, there will be issues with visa, and so please help us with whatever you could do. And what we did for her that time was, A, we did a clearing session, which was online, post which we did some Reiki channeling for her. And of course, I would also give her some guided audios, which she would listen to, and, you know, we worked. And trust me, Anjali, you must be aware of this, because I shared this with all of us in the team, that she connected to me on 13th September last year, and by 10th October, she had gotten a job. She actually got her dream job. She landed into a very good bank, and in one of the towns where she really wanted to live in that country. And not just that, she also ended up attracting a wonderful house there. And eventually she got her family, her husband and her kid also joined there, and now they moved. So and again, she is at a senior position, and she was doing her higher studies. So there was a time where she said that, oh, is it possible to get, because I think I've exhausted all the alternatives and things are not working, and all my batchmates are telling that the market is pathetic right now, especially with that geographical region. So but it worked for her, and she created. And I always tell people that no matter what the world tells you, create your own reality.
Right.
Even if the rest of the world is really suffering, and if people are going through, that's their own creation. You can choose to make your own choices, lead by example, shine and inspire inspire others to also grow. Right. So that was
so,
another thing.
Yeah, I remember you sharing this story also with me, this situation. And that's what inspired me more, to be very honest, that if we continue this, you know, energy healing practices all areas of our life, you know, just flow with ease. I have seen so much ease in many of the areas. Like, there is no stress of giving the interview. Instead, anxiety and stress are replaced with the excitement, you know. Arey, yahan se aaye call. Let's see how the office is, how the people are. You know, that process is then thoughts occupy your mind, rather than arey mila nahi mila and all that, you know. So that is what I have seen, my observations with this energy healing and all. And I'm super excited to
contribute also. Of course. And thank you so much. And I believe that, you know, so Anjali, Bansuri and me, we are the ones who are in our healing team, and we absolutely enjoy all the work we do. It's so much fun when we share, when we see our clients getting breakthroughs. I think that's one of the best feelings we have. So before we go ahead, one of our participants, Chandani, has a question. Where can we find the recording? So of course, it's available on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook, and I will share the links. But I always say that people who are live are lucky, because you receive the energy.
Yes.
And we also honor you and respect you for showing up when you are attending this live. But of course, we love everyone. We also love the people who watch this later as a repeat telecast. But thank you for all of you who are joining your live. Hetal, Sheetal, Chandani, thank you so much. So, Anjali, do we start? Do we start with the first part of belief clearing? Excited, right?
Yes.
So the first part of this, you know, and this is, we always work with this even when we are working live with clients. This is a very important part of the healing journey, which is talking to the client, asking them, what are those beliefs which are stopping you from getting where you want to go? And of course, I always ask that, okay, after you're done with this session, what is it that you would like to achieve? Okay. So for instance, a client has come to me and, you know, I imagine them, they're sitting in my office, they're sitting in front of me, and they are saying that, you know, I'm really not getting any luck with jobs. So what do I do? And the next question is, what would make you feel that this visit which you have made to us has been successful? And their answer is, oh, to mujhe agar job milega, to I will definitely feel that now, this visit has been successful. So we ask them the next question, what do you think is stopping you from going there? So, you know, for all of you who are watching, first question I can ask you, I mean, you don't have to answer me, you just have to think in your mind that what is it which is not letting you have your dream job. So you might have multitude of questions, multitude of thoughts within your mind. The market is not bad. The market is not good. I have a lot of work experience. I have reached saturation. It's already late for me. I'm too old. I'm too young. Or no matter what it is. Or I'm just a beginner. If any youngsters are watching this, they might say, oh, I don't have work experience enough. Or if anyone says that, oh, I'm already, 55? Abhi to mujhe kya milega? Abhi to I'm almost towards the end of my career. So first and foremost, understand that. Those all are limiting beliefs. Okay, what do you mean by limiting beliefs? If you believe it to be a reality, you will stay stuck there all your life. But if you know that it's just a limiting belief and a belief can be changed, please know that beliefs are not facts. They are only limitations which we've created. It is people's voice in our head. Two, it is voice of the socio-economic factors around us. Maybe you watch television and you see news and you see that someone says that the market is bad and you believe it to be a fact. And the third and the most important is you have a low self-esteem where you believe that you cannot change it, or you believe that you are too small, and which makes a lot of us skeptics and non-believers. So I would like to say that if you understand these three, there are only these three reasons. You are never stuck. And with energy healing, of course, we will also target at releasing these limiting beliefs from your energy. And Anjali, would you like to add anything before we go further?
Yeah, only one thing that I have come across where people think that they don't deserve such high package, what is being offered, considering their experience. And to a certain extent, I would say it was my belief also before I got into this energy healing. Do I deserve this? Achha, ye toh bahut hi achha hai. Mujhe milega kya mere work experience ke hisab se and all that. But when I became conscious about myself that, of course, I deserve all the good things in life.
Yeah.
This all belief also went away.
Absolutely.
That I don't deserve such high package, or my experience is less, or my skills are not in this area of the profile which is mentioned.
Correct.
So, those thoughts now are like a thing of a past. I just select, ask Thank universe, so this much. Please contribute. This seems to be a good thing. What fun can I be now? What fun can I have now? And this stress, anxiety, thoughts, are replaced with excitement, like I am saying every time.
And
in this, so yeah.
And thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, because I think package is one thing which is also, I always say that, again, our deservability is something which we put out in the world. If we believe that I don't deserve, we just get what we believe we deserve.
Right.
So if you can ask, like, I remember once I had asked for a very high package, after my... The second job I did after first job, and I asked for almost 100% jump. And I was very scared to ask, but I don't know. Main to bolti hu, jaise Archangel Gabriel ya Mata Saraswati mere zuban pe baith gayi, and I said, what are your expectations? And I really quoted a high package. And then I thought, arre baapre, abhi agar ye log mujhe package ke liye na bolenge, ye meri achhi opportunity to gayi. So I was really scared. Dar ke maine bola. And to my surprise, and how does that get even better, they offered me even a little more than what I had asked.
Wow.
And they said that, Ashwini, you were grossly underpaid in your previous organization.
Yeah.
And we realized that, if we hire you, as per our company policy, we have to pay you this amount. And
yeah,
I just got. So sometimes it just works. And, I've personally seen, and this was even before I learned energy medicine. I was living like a muggle, and I was and I used to ask, but I think still God has been kind to me is all I can say. But you know, thank you for highlighting that. So I think that's also another thing which we will work on as we channel the energy today, that if you have a low self-esteem, if you have low self-worth, and if you feel you don't deserve, I think with today's session, we will help you release that. So for all of you who are watching this, what you could also do is think of, you know, all the limiting beliefs. You could write them down, and then you can simply say, I'm now ready to release all the limiting beliefs which are not letting me get the job. I truly, it's my dream job, right? All right. So let us now start with the process. Okay. So all of you who are live, please put your pens down. You can just, if you are wearing any glasses or, you know, you can gently remove them, close your eyes. Please, if anyone is driving, do not listen to this if you are driving. Please, 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 you know, you can always listen to the recorded version. I highly recommend that never listen to any of transmissions when you are driving, or even if you're operating any heavy machinery and all of that. And be in a place where you can maybe, you know, just lie down, or if you're sitting upright in a chair, make sure that no one is disturbing you. And yeah, close your eyes, relax completely, breathe in, breathe out. And you can simply say, I'm now ready to receive Reiki energy from Ashwini Chube and Anjali Sampath. Also know that me and Anjali are just Reiki channels. The energy is doing its magic. We are not giving our energy. It is the universal energy. It's like, we are like the pipes which bring water in your house. That's it. We are. It's not ours. This energy is not ours. Also, this is universal energy, and just be open to receiving. So let us breathe in, breathe out, and simply first imagine you're completely grounded. You can imagine your feet on ground. You could also imagine you're standing on two beautiful tourmaline crystals or black obsidian crystals. They are below your feet. Or you could even imagine you are standing on grass, making sure you're completely grounded. Also, I would like you to now invoke the angels who are helping you to connect to your feet and to your root chakra, thus getting grounded completely. And as we ground our energy, we also connect to the source, which is in the sky above. Whether you call it God, whether you call it divine, whether you call it angels, your any divine being you believe, you're going to connect to them. Imagine this energy coming through your crown chakra, which is connecting you to the sky and the divine above. And now we ask the divine archangels to put a protective shield around you. We also ask the divine Reiki masters to put a protective shield around you so that only what is high frequency enters. We also ask ascended masters, Master Sai Baba, to be here and bless us with his miracles and put his ball of white light all around you. Also, the space where you're sitting in, whether it is your house or office, is beautifully protected by the love energy of Reiki and of all the ascended masters, the Reiki masters, the angels, archangels, and all the divine beings. And now let us invoke the presence of the angels of prosperity and angels of job. We invoke the presence of Archangel Gabriel, who will help you smoothly transition into your new job. We also invoke the presence of Archangel Ariel for prosperity. There's a beautiful archangel named Archangel Jehudiel, who is the angel of jobs. We invoke his presence. We ask him to be here. We also invoke Archangel Shamuel to bring to you your dream job, your perfect job, which will give you all the joy. We invoke the Reiki masters, all the Reiki masters to be here. We also invoke the presence of all the ascendant masters who will help you with these miracles. Also to give you more financial abundance, Goddess Lakshmi and Lord Narayan. We always call them as the Lakshmi Narayan, high frequency beings. We also call upon angels of prosperity to be right here. All light beings, any beings you believe in, any beings you connect to, any deities you would believe in, maybe it is Lord Shiva or Lord Ganesh, or it is Lord Jesus, any master, any being you believe in. I give you a minute to think of them. And we also invoke Mother Kuan Yin and her beautiful dragons to help you burn any limiting beliefs. So all those limiting beliefs which you are having, the job market is bad, you are too old, you are too young, you are not experienced enough, you have too much experience, things are not working, the industry is going bad. All the fears you have locked in from any other lifetimes. Anytime you see someone losing the job and you see that, you pick that energy up. Most of the thoughts, feelings, emotions do not belong to us. So we pick a lot of fear from others. So if any fear you picked up of losing your job, put it all together. Any other limiting belief not letting you, you feel you're not good at speaking, you feel you can't crack the interviews because you don't have skills. You feel that the interviewers are really being mean to you or any other reason. Everyone might have different limiting beliefs. And we ask the divine angels to burn away those beliefs. We ask the divine dragons to burn away those beliefs. Any pockets of negativity which you might have picked up. Anywhere you feel you picked up fear, jealousy, evil eye, anything you feel you picked up. We ask the dragons to burn that. Please know that dragons are beautiful, benevolent beings. They can simply help you release any low frequency energy. And you don't have to cognitively know how to work with it. Simply allow that energy to be dissolved completely from your aura. Allow yourself to simply now be open. And you could put your hands facing the sky, everyone. In this way, you could either put it in table in front of you or on your lap. Now we start channeling the energy for your highest good. Please know that Reiki will only work for your highest good. Let it flow to all your chakras, clearing up any segments of negativity, anything which is not serving you anymore. And the intention is to help you heal. Any difficulties which are coming up are being removed across time, space, dimension, other lifetimes. Any curses, any oaths, vows, anything which is not letting you choose and get your dream job. Everywhere you made yourself small. Everywhere you feel you're not good enough. Let it all burn away. Let it all go. Be open to receiving more and more magic as the energy goes to whosoever is watching this. May this healing be for the highest good of everyone. I'm also activating some Zebu symbols for you getting your dream job, manifesting that. Please know that it is a generalized healing. So if you have any specific areas, I would love to connect to you. You can book a session with us and we can work with this in detail. But for now, you please feel free to receive this generalized healing energy. This energy can be received by anyone and everyone. And this will definitely help you. And now I ask you to visualize that offer letter in your hand from your dream company, or maybe it's in your email. Name of your dream company saying that you are being offered this job. Your name on it. Also the pay package which you're looking for. I also want you to double the pay package you're looking at. So if you were asking for maybe a pay package of say 25 lakhs, you can ask for 50. And imagine the offer letter having that much pay package. Your date of joining and you're looking forward to join. All of it is there. And imagine all that feeling. Just feel all of it as we channel a lot of Reiki towards you. Imagine all of that. Imagine the joy, the tears of joy in your eyes. And who will be the first person you call? Maybe your husband or your wife or your best friend or your sibling or your parents, whoever it is. Or maybe your kids, you call them and you tell them that, yes, I've got my dream job. And stay in that feeling, in that high frequency feeling. And with the next breath taken, take in a deep breath. And breathe out. And as you breathe in, know that you have received, it is done, it is done, it is done. You already received the job. Thank you, thank you, thank you, universe. Thank you, Reiki masters. Thank you, divine beings of light. Thank you, angels, archangels. And now, as we've received this, we slowly start getting back to our awareness, knowing that we've already received and attracted the job of our dreams. You don't have to do anything now, you've already done it. Now you just have to take action, maybe apply, and know that even if you haven't received the job till now, it's right there on the way, it's coming to you. You can listen to this every day. Slowly start getting back to your awareness. You may start getting aware of your energies around you. We ask your angels, your archangels, the divine beings to adjust your chakras and auras in the best possible manner. Now that you received this healing, we ask them to adjust your chakra aura. We again remind you of the layers of protection around you. Archangel Michael's beautiful energy, blue bubble of light around you. The Reiki masters with all their Reiki symbols around you, protecting you. Beautiful Ascended Master Sai Baba's white ball of magic and miracles all around you. Their space being protected by the divine angels, archangels, ascended masters. We thank all the light beings, whoever has showed up today in this healing. And we start slowly getting aware of where we are. We gently start moving our feet, our legs, opening and closing the fists of our palms, rubbing them, putting it on your eyes, gently opening your eyes and expressing our gratitude to everyone who has been with us on this journey, all the divine beings. And if you're watching this, thank you so much. And we send you so many best wishes that you land up in your dream job and you enjoy it and you have so much fun and you have a great team, a great office, amazing commute, and lots of abundance. Thank you, Anjali, for your beautiful presence and your amazing contribution. And I'm so grateful for you to be a part of
so much.
Part of the
thank
team.
You.
Thank you.
My best wishes to everyone.
Our best wishes to everyone. Thank you. You can watch this video as many times as you want. Make sure you drink a lot of water. Okay, when you watch this video, please keep sipping a lot of water today, tomorrow, and whenever you watch this. Also, I always say, since it's a complimentary free healing, to keep the balance of energy, plant a tree. I always say that that's the best thing to do, or feed an animal, or plant a tree is one of the best things you could do, because there can never be too many trees. So please plant a tree if you watch this video, and whatever you can receive it, take it in your aura. And if you feel anything you cannot receive, gently release it back into universe. Do not forget to drink a lot of water. And for all of you who would like personalized paid sessions with us at Unicorn Insight, it is we have a team of some amazing healers. Anjali is one of them, and we can give you we either have 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, or 21 days healing, which can really help you shift situations and make changes. So if you feel guided for that, you can drop us an email on inbox.unicorninsight@gmail.com. Radhika from our team is the one who coordinates all our requests. So you could write to Radhika on that email and get in touch with us. And we are more than happy and more than looking forward to the magic which happened after watching this video. Thank you, Anjali, and we take your leave, guys. So thank you so much for joining, for all of you who joined us live. Thank you so much, as I always say. It's amazing, yes. And we will see you next week once again with yet another powerful topic. For more on our work, log on to www.unicorninsight.com, and thank you.
Thank you.